Mother.
Yes, dear.
Mother, what do husbands and wives do when they get married?
What do husbands and wives? Why do you ask, dear?
Well, there were some drawings in Bob's textbook. I didn't mean to look at them, honest. And then some of the older girls, well...
You mean they talk about things sometimes?
Yes, only they stop when they see me coming.
What do husbands and wives do when they get married? It's quite a beautiful story, dear. I suppose it's time you knew. Let's ask your father to come in, too.
Daddy? Oh, no.
Well, why not?
But, Mother, he's a man.
Kitty, what do husbands and wives do when they're married? The last chapter of the story I started telling you when you were a little girl. Story of how you were born. And since your father and I joined with God to give you life, it's only natural that we should tell you that story together, isn't it?
Why, yes, Mother. I just never thought of it that way.
Yes. Getting him away from those boxing bouts on the television will be something else, I'm afraid. George! Oh, George!
Okay.
Yes, come here for a minute, will you, George?
Jane Roberts has got him on the rope. Stop!
What I mean.
George, come here this instant. It's important.
Hi, Jane. You have to think of something important every time there's a good fight.
George, Kitty was just asking what husbands and wives do when they get married. I just thought it might be nice if you told the story.
What husband?
Oh,
sure, kid. You started off, Mother. I'll do my two cents as you go along.
Religion class, how you learned that marriage makes two people one. It makes them one in mind, one in spirit, and one in body. Now think back to when you were a little girl. Remember how you used to hug that raggedy stuffed doll of yours?
Oh, yes. I suppose I hugged the stuffing right out of her.
Yes, that was pretty silly, wasn't it?
No. You were doing just what all human beings do when they love someone.
That's it. We all so we liked to be near them and hug them close. Remember how we cuddled you when you were little?
When we weren't using the slip rug.
Oh, why, Daddy? How can you say such a thing? You know I was a model baby.
Well, I guess I've seen worse.
Oh, George, you're no help at all. Be serious for once in your life. You see, dear, this human desire to be united with the one you love is planted in all of us by God for a purpose. And carries over into married life.
But how?
Well, I'm coming to that. You see, when God made a man's body and a woman's body, he so designed them physically that they could become like one body in marriage, just as they become one in mind and spirit.
I don't understand how.
Of course you don't, Kim. When your mother speaks of God making men and women differently, she means that the man comes out and says what he has to say, well, to beat around the bush.
Now, George.
Now, look, darling. Remember when you busted into the room one day when your mother was changing Jimmy? You first noticed he was made differently from you?
Yes, and you told me it was so you and Mother would know which of us was a boy and which was a girl.
That's right. But you being the tomboy you were, was about the only way we could know. Well, God had another reason, too. Remember later how your mother told you about the body.
Yes, I told him there was a tiny opening in the folds between the legs called the vagina, and that when you were married and God sent you a baby, that the baby would come through that opening when it was time for it to be born.